Hanging in the Jar of Life by Leroy Mann. You know, writing has a mysterious effect on those who choose to use it as their tool of expression. For example, this particular piece was shelved a little over a month ago. I guess I was just overthinking the expression. Sometimes I forget that these expressions come through me and not from me. The Gotham Writers Workshop teaches the aspiring writer that the time spent thinking of ideas for future projects is considered soft time. Now, the flip side of that is hard time. This is when the writer is actually pushing the pen or punching the keys to bring his or her ideas to fruition. So here it is. I looked out of my cell window this morning and immediately noticed a sight that hadn't been there in the days prior. This sight took me back to a time back in North Philly where I would hang around a neighborhood steak shop in hopes of obtaining a gallon-sized pickle jar. I cleaned that pickle jar until the scent of pickles no longer existed. Finding a twig or small stick to place inside was too easy. I would use my pop's Phillips head screwdriver to poke holes in the top. You see, this new sight in my window was a spider resting at the center of a silk-sewn octagon, an underrated version of divine creation, no doubt. As a preteen, this form of divine creation intrigued me. The independence and diligence of a spider was something I wanted to harness, bottle up, and have as my own. Once the spiders got past the traumatic experience of being surrounded by glass, they'd eventually begin to spin their webs in a fashion resembling their natural habitat. I find that ironic, because I'm sure the various eyes possessed by this particular spider observed me cleaning and rearranging my cell this morning. Who knew? Tell me, what form of a jar life would be considered the norm? Life on death row is just that, a jar life. The boundaries of your existence are constant reminders of the misfortunate chain of events that led to this life of confinement. Unlike the spider, I'm trapped within the web surrounding me. Once a spider creates its residence within the pickle jar, you can remove the top without fear of the spider's hasty exit. A spider's web is its identity. This prison cell is merely a situation for me. No matter how often I clean it, no matter how many family photos occupy this forced place of residency, when the lid comes off, I'll be more than ready to walk away from this web of legalities. I can recall constantly invading my neighbor's flower bed in search of spider nourishment. Sorry, Ms. Angie. Searching for bees, flies, and the occasional grasshopper left your flower bed to look more like a sandbox. But if it's any consolation, a very valuable lesson has come from my boyhood actions. A jar life isn't meant to contain independence, diligence, and promise. The tides have turned, and now I know exactly what it's like to be on the other side of the glass. Peace and love. Manistat.